everybody, and welcome to another Coach's Corner on ForesightSports365.com. I'm Doug Thomas, and I am unfortunately in for Greg Golden this morning. He's still in therapy, but he's starting to do a lot better. And he said he wants to tell everybody hello, and he misses being here, but he looks forward to being back with us soon. Someone who is with us, of course, is Wednesday on Coach's Corner, and that is the head man, Coach Troy Morris. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. So it was, we're glad to be here. Obviously Mike's not with us today too. He's out. So it's just you and I. And, so we'll enjoy this, but hey, we talked about last week before the game that, we started reach and play 0-0. Everybody's excited, but I will tell you, you started with the cream of the crop. That's for sure. Starting with an extremely tough, Milton team. So as I always do, I'd like to just walk through your thoughts going into the game and your assessment overall, and then we'll get into some specific items.
Well, I felt like our kids were in a good spot, and our coaches were in a good spot mentally. We had a good week of preparation. The game started. We started with an onside attempt based on what they had shown on film. We felt like there was something we could get there to steal a possession. It was there. Unfortunately, the field was a little bit wet. The ball slid instead of popping up. And we didn't recover that, but I thought our defense did a good job holding them to a field goal. I thought our defense, especially in the first half, played really well. It was physical. Created a turnover there on a fumble whenever Baylor Duncan hit the guy that was running up the middle a little bit. We got a turnover, got good field position. Offensively, we struggled moving the football. I think that their defensive backs were really good. They were talented players. We had a hard time getting separation from them. When we did move it, we had a hard time finishing off drives. I thought that we had a costly pick in the first half there. But overall, I thought our kids played really hard. They competed. Like I said, we got to hit field goals. Get a chance to score there. We got to hit those. We've been working hard on that this week. Got to get that fixed. We missed a couple of those the other night. So just trying to lick our wounds a little bit from Friday night. That was a good football team, like I said. But I thought we competed well for most of the game. They hit a couple big plays on us. It got loose from us. Our tackling I thought our tackling wasn't quite as good late in the game. Maybe got worn down just a little bit as – first half, it was really good. But our kids never quit. They never stopped competing. And they had a lot of fight in them. And, this week, so we had a great week of practice. And our kids never back down from wanting to improve and get better. The fight is there. And we're going to see that again this Friday night.
You know, you just mentioned that about the players and everything. And on the outside looking at it, you have to think that's tough on a locker room and a team that when you're so far, you put so much effort in, you've had some good games, but you're not coming out with those wins. So what do you do as a coaching staff to make sure you keep these guys, upbeat? I mean, coming into practice every single day, knowing there's still season left and there's still, goals they can achieve.
Well, I think there's kind of two sides to it. There's one, if you go out, you just get your butt whooped every single week. And dealing with that kind of philosophy, and then losing a lot of heartbreakers that we've lost, where it comes down to literally the last play of the game multiple times, and not having it go our way. I think that's a little bit of a different philosophy. Our kids, it's honest and true, our kids have been incredible. Our coaches have been incredible. If you watched us practice, or you came in our locker room, you see a very intense group. You see a group that is working really hard. Amount of film that these guys are watching, the time they're putting in. They're constantly trying to work on things and improve. And our atmosphere of practice is really great. If you walked out there and watched us practice, I think anybody would be really impressed with the effort, the energy, just the enthusiasm, the weight room. It's just, I'm just being as honest as I can be. Our attitude, our atmosphere is just incredible right now. Our kids know they've still got a lot to play. There's a lot to play for here. A lot. Lost one in the region right here. There's four left to go. Our kids are really focused on this next one. And, a lot can still be accomplished and salvaged for sure from this season. Our kids know that, and they're fighting like crazy.
That's good to hear. And it's good for everybody else to hear that what's going on in the locker room. Because like I said, a lot of times that can separate teams and everything. So that's a hats off to you and you and all the coaching staff to keep that together. When you look at this Milton team, going into our game, they really, took advantage of teams early. They scored a lot of points early in the first quarter. You look at this game, like we talked about, with 6:20 to go in the first quarter, it's a 3-0 game, and you couldn't have been happier You couldn't have scripted it probably any better, other than you being having scored and, you know, and getting up. But scripted any better to think we're this close and kept to that. And then, you know, then all of a sudden they had a couple plays where I think with one they had a third down and deep in our territory, and then got a 13-yard touchdown pass, and then right away after that, and about a 37-yard touchdown pass. And but talk about, you know, a little bit about, you know, what that feeling was when you guys had it that tight and everything. And was there anything on those plays that just, you know, that happened to make those, you know, scores kind of like that?
I just feel like our kids were confident. They believed in what our schemes were, just like they have all year. They went out and tell them, and you just play as hard as you can possibly can. And, you know, do what you're supposed to do and believe in each other and believe in what we're doing. Our kids did that. It just goes to show that it works, you know. And we did that for a long time. Like I said, I wish offensively we could have gotten more production. You know, they made it tough to get open. Their front was very talented, you know. So it made it challenging at times. So, you know, I wish some things, like I said, would have happened earlier on. We tried to take advantage of a few things. We tried a trick play in there. They defended that really well. And plus, we had some calls go against us again. You know, had some calls go for us this game. We had a few that were detrimental to us that went against. I shouldn't even say went against us, but there were no calls that I thought should have been calls. I thought on the first drive, you know, there's an interference call that wasn't called. That was a big play. So there were some things like that just didn't go our way as well. But at the end of the day, you know, I thought our kids fought really well. We got to limit the big play on defense. That hurt us a couple times the other night. We limited it for a while there, and then it got us. Eventually, so we got to make sure that moving forward, we just really do a good job of limiting those big plays and make them huddle up every single time, continuing to do those things. So I think will help us.
You know, when you look at, you know, like I said, we talked about how, you know, the game being close and all of a sudden it kind of opened a little bit. But you're right. I mean, the Milton team, their defense was strong. I mean, that front, you know, it dominated. And, you know, from up in the press box looking in, you and I were talking a little bit before we started this broadcast that, you know, one of the things when you look at the majority of the pass plays, other than you had a couple little dumps and everything, the majority of them were out, you know, were on the outside. They were basically on the sideline. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that and, you know, and what was Milton doing to keep you guys from being able to maybe go from the outside to go through the middle of the field a little bit more?
Sometimes it's just, you know, what they're giving us. It's not all designed to go to the outside. Sometimes you got routes going to the inside and outside. According to what the defense gives you, you know, it kind of determines where you go with the ball. So that's part of it. They kept the free safety in the middle of the field a lot of the night, and sometimes even ran it too high. Their inside linebackers didn't blitz a whole lot the other night. They kind of stayed in coverage as well, so that kind of covers up the middle of the field as well. And, you know, a lot of times there's times when your corners are playing off that, you know, dictates that we go to the outside, you know, take that easier, shorter throw. So a lot of it depends on the defense and what they're doing. And there's times, too, where we do sprint out where it does cut the field in half. We didn't do a lot of that the other night. There's just a little bit of that. But a lot of it, like I said, is determined on – you know, where the defense is, and they determine where we go with the football.
You know, one thing that in this game, we know that the pressure on Cade Aycock, the quarterback coming, you know, from that front line has been very strong all year long. Now, in this one, I got to admit, I thought the offensive line actually held up a little bit better than I was expecting. I mean, I think Milton had three sacks on the night. There was a lot of pressure, but it really felt like that, and I'll be curious of your assessment looking at film. It really felt like that maybe Cade had a little bit more time than he thought he had, and maybe could have let some plays develop. Or, you know, I mean, like I said, that's what it looks like on the outside in. What's it look like after the film? You know, how that offensive line performed really overall.
Yeah, I thought the O-line and pass pro stuff did pretty well. You know, they developed the pocket. There was a time or two, especially early in the game, that Cade did bail out wide. You know, we want him moving up in the pocket. We've worked that this week really hard as well. But he needs to work up in the pocket more than out in the pocket. And he saw that. He knew it. And he knew that that's something he needs to work on this week. So, because whenever he does that and stays in the pocket, I think he does really, really well. And later in the game, he actually did a good job of it. There were, I know, one or two plays in there where he did step up and move around in the pocket up in there and had some nice throws. So that's something that, you know, he knew that he needed to improve on for this week, and he's worked hard on that. So, you know, it's just one of the things, you know, you get in the game, it's a lot of bullets flying. You got to kind of adjust and grow as you go. And like I said, we're going to learn from it, move on and get better. Kate's going to do a good job this week of moving up in the pocket and doing those things.
you know, the other thing too is one thing that we know the South loves to do is run the football, and that's been a struggle. Obviously, I mean, our offensive line, I mean, it's not the size of others, so you got to deal with, you know, you got to, that's where technique and everything and positioning on the lineman in front of them has got to come into play. You know, what are you looking at? What are you working on to hopefully try to open up that run? Now, one thing I know you talked about last week, which I couldn't agree with you more, in games like against Milton, that a lot of people, you know, the old saying was you run the ball to open up the pass. In now game, I think the pass opens up the run, just like you. So what are we going to do to try to get that run game going?
Well, you know, I think a big part of that is a little bit of creativity with our motions and our movements. That can help. But also a lot of it up front is technique. You know, we're a little bit undersized up front. So with their technique, they have to come off with flat backs. They have to make sure that their pad level is really good. If we're up high, we're not going to move people. We've got to make sure our pad level is down, getting underneath the defensive line, and that's how we're going to move people. So, you know, we've got to do a better job of that, for one. Two, I think whenever you run the ball, you know, part of it too is, you know, the scheme. And I think that, you know, the front, if you put leaving five in the box, it's a little easier to throw against as opposed to six or seven, which if they're leaving six or seven in the box, you got to be able to throw the ball. So once again, like last week, you know, those things balance each other out. They're putting six, seven in the box. You got to be able to throw it effectively to get those guys out of there. I think that'll help as well. So, you know, this week they're going to leave five in the box for sure. You know, at times going to have seven. So we're going to have to just make sure that we're doing a good job as coaches to put us in scenarios where, you know, we're running with the lighter box and throwing it with the heavier box.
You know, one thing I looked at in this game too is we talked about on Milton's defense, how they really, you know, they dominated so well up front with that down, those line, because their line, that was a big line. I mean, there were some guys 290, 280. There was a lot of that going across the front. It was probably, at least, you know, from what I saw, I mean, you normally you see linebackers up pretty tight, but you talked about, you know, how that took away those linebackers also being back in coverage, took away the middle of that field. It seemed like, you know, along with that safety back there, those linebackers were back further than any other team I've seen. Is that because just the way that their front line dominated, and they knew that those linebackers didn't have to come up and fill quickly?
That's part of it. You know, they actually, with their two outside linebackers, we call them ponies. They're very active with those guys. So they bring those guys off the edges a lot. They bring their ends to the inside. So it really closes off your C and your D gaps. So those two inside linebackers are more read and react guys for Milton. You know, if you end up scrambling or running the ball in there, they react a little bit later because they know the pocket's being squeezed down, those lanes are being squeezed down, and if you're dropping back to throw it, they get off quick because they don't have to be so downhill whenever you bring ponies that hard off the edge.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just, like I said, that's just the tough team to play. I mean, you could, like I said, we couldn't have started off better and everything, and but now that one's gone, over. So what's the conversation's been? What's the conversation like after a game like that, knowing that you're heading into four more region games?
Scratch it, man. Move on as fast as you can. Get over it quick. Learn from what you got to learn from, but let's focus on the next one. That's got to be our motto for the rest of the season. The next game is the biggest one of our lives. This game Friday night is absolutely huge, biggest game of the season. We have to make sure that we do everything we can possibly do to be successful Friday night. Every play is so important, every snap. So we got to make sure we're as prepared as we can possibly be. You know, and I'll tell them the same thing this Friday night. You know, when it's over, the next one is huge. Every week is just going to be huge. But right now, we've got to think nothing but Denmark. That's it. We got to forget everything that we've happened in the past. All of our energy and our focus has got to be funneled into this game Friday night. So far, it has been. Our attention to detail has got to be huge. I'll tell you one thing about this football team. The last thing we're ever going to do is let up. We're going to go as hard as we can possibly go. And if there's any little things we can do to push a little harder, we're going to. The focus has got to be a little bit more intense. The effort's got to be a little bit more. Everything's got to be amped up even more from one week to the next. And our kids know that. They feel that. And we got to do everything that we can possibly do to make sure we're prepared to play Friday night.
So when you look at this going forward, you kind of look at it as it's one game season at a time. It's one at a time and go. So, I mean, obviously, I will tell you one thing. I mean, obviously, I know other teams in our region, you know, look at know that we haven't won. But obviously, we played some really close games, lost in an overtime, lost another close one, lost to Brookwood at the end, a very good football team. And, you know, while the score, Milton's 31-0, if anybody looks at it, they'd see that it wasn't just constant blowout. It was kind of an even across the board. I would imagine that got some other teams pretty nervous about Milton going, knowing that they're going to be playing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what other teams are thinking. I think that they, hopefully, maybe they don't, I don't know, realize that, when they play us, they're going to get a dogfight, regardless of what our record is or what's going on. They're going to get a good effort. So they know that they're going to be in a ballgame when they play us.
Do you think there's teams coming in are going to be maybe looking at it and saying, hey, South, they're winless, that we can look past them?
I doubt it. Highly doubt it. When they watch the film, they'll know that they're going to get in a fight.
Yeah. All right. That's good to hear. All right. Let's move on to Denmark and talk about it. So we talked about, we know that game two in the region. Denmark, they've won a couple in the season. They played a good game against West last week. I know they lost 21-7, but that game was close for a long time. I don't know what happened toward the latter part of the game for the scoring, but obviously it's a good football team. So talk about what they do offensive wise, defensive wise, and then I know you're not going to get into all your strategy. Just get as much as you can about what your game plan for this.
Well, their game was West was really even. I think Denmark missed on one or two balls, and then that could have been big plays for them. And then West hit on those. So that game was very equally matched. Denmark's a good football team. They offensively, they're in the gun, and they love to – they're pretty balanced. They'll run it. They'll throw it. They do a little bit of both. And defensively, they're the same thing that they've been scheme-wise the last couple of years. They go from a 4-3 wide to a 3-4. That's the two fronts that they like to run. They'll run some loose man, some tight man. That's kind of their main coverages. Very similar as far as scheme-wise, like I said, defensively. And then special teams-wise, they've got a really good kicker. He's got a very strong leg, puts almost every one of his kickoffs into the end zone. So they do a good job on their special teams unit as well. So that's kind of the rundown on them. Like I said, Friday night is going to come down to – I think it's going to come down to whoever wants it the most.
One thing, too, I do want to talk about is we continue to get better, it seems like, on the penalty front as much. That's one thing, which is good. I know we had a couple that didn't go our way and everything, but from our side, that has continued to get better. We haven't seen the personal foul calls and everything, which we actually saw one out of them, a couple of them out of them. One series there we saw, we finally got somebody got a 30-yard penalty against them like we did early on. What do you do during the week to really to focus on that and continue to strive to keep those plays going backwards against us?
We talked about it early in the season a lot. The personal foul stuff, I just ran the heck out of the kids if they did it. That's the main thing. We just told them we can't have negative plays. That's been a big focus of ours. And just being disciplined in our hand placement, not grabbing guys. Offensive lineman, if you get on a guy's shoulder, most of the time they're going to call it. You have to stay off their shoulders and keep your hands on their chest. And same thing on the perimeter. What we teach is you don't grab and touch the shoulders. Everything's on the chest plate. Hands are open. It's just not worth the risk when you're blocking on the perimeter. And we weren't doing a lot of that real well early on. I think our kids have really done a good job of doing it the right way. And the little things like just telling the referee you're on or off, that kind of hurt us on early in the season. That was something that you just assume the kids are going to check, and they didn't. And that kind of got us early on. So we had to make sure our guys were doing that in practice. So that's been fixed. Just paying attention to details and doing some of those little things to try to help yourself not get called on stuff.
When you go into this week, it's also a big week for us. It's senior night. So, a lot going on, a little different for you because it really disrupts your warm-up and everything. But we have senior night, which we'll start that about 6:30 with the band. We cheer, we have dance, and the football team will be about 7 o'clock. Even though we still have a lot of games left, talk a little about this senior class, because obviously it's you think about it, for a lot of these guys, it can be an emotional moment to know that, to sit there and think, you think about it, they've been playing football since they're 4, 5 years old. And for a lot of them, this the end of the season's it. So talk a little about that, seniors, and what they've meant to this program.
I can't say enough about them. This is just a really good group of young men. And they stuck together. They're close. This group has really got great chemistry. These guys like to hang out with each other outside of football. They care about each other. Just a great group of young men. And this is a little bit of a different senior night. It's happening, and you still got another game left at home. So it's a little bit different. So the nice thing is these guys, even though it's a senior night, they'll get another one out here on home field, on our home field for sure won. But just talking about these guys, just ever since they've stepped on campus, they've just been a pleasure to be around. And like I said, their attitudes, their work ethic, their chemistry, just all of those things. They have just been an absolute pleasure to be around.
I will tell you, and, you know, I mean, from everybody listening to and watching, I know that, there's been struggles and everything, and the results haven't been came out with the W like we want. But to me, that's more hats off to a football team and a senior class than if you are winning every game. We want to win every game, but I tell you what, to be able to keep that attitude and come in every day to work, you know, I mean, and knowing that you have not put that W on the field, but you know it's there. You know it's there. So to me, that's such a big deal that, and big kudos to the coaching staff as all to keep, you know, but these guys have bought into what you guys are doing. And, I think I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of the season. I think this week is going to be, I think this is our breakout week. That's what I'm calling it. I'm calling it our breakout week. And so we're looking forward to that.
Well, football, I think, talks to you so much about life. Life doesn't always go your way. You don't always get the results you want. Life's tough, man. There's a lot of adversity out there that you're going to have to go through. I don't care who you are, how much money you have or anything. You're going to have things you have to go through that are hard, that are unexpected, unpredictable. And, yeah, you're right, man. The W's and loss columns, that's not what we want as far as outcomes so far this season. I judge our team a lot more on – you know, how we respond to adversity, how we handle things when they're not going our way. You know, when you get knocked down, what are you doing? Are you fighting to get back up? Are you going to continue to scratch, claw, and scrape, and fight for what we believe in, and fight for each other? Or are you going to hang it up, fold up 10 early? And that goes back to our seniors, our leadership. These kids have not done that. Man, they are fighting like crazy. They're practicing even harder. They're wanting it even more. That says to me so much about young men. They learn that lesson and they carry that with them in life, that's going to be truly valuable to them.
Yeah, I mean, it's all how they respond. I mean, you know, I'll never forget, I was somewhere and Nick Saban was talking and he was talking about, he goes, I don't care if the team plays bad. I don't care if they make mistakes. It's how they respond, how they come back, and what do they do? They keep that attitude up and ready to play. And it certainly sounds like these guys have, and it sounds like they're ready to to play Denmark, that's for sure. We still got some other football games going on. We have freshman games Thursday night. I mean, and I think the JV team was canceled, correct? And unfortunately, we weren't able to get anybody else for them. I hate that. There was, so everybody that's listening, the JV team was supposed to be at Forsyth Central. Unfortunately, Forsyth Central couldn't field the team, so we're not able to have that game. But the freshmen have one more game on Thursday night this week and then Wednesday next week, because we have a couple Thursday games coming up that we're looking forward to. But we want to get to this one, as you said, one at a time. We play Denmark this week, and Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll have I'll be obviously doing the stadium stuff and starting all the senior night and everything, and then Mike Newsom and Bobby Misos will be in the press box doing the call on ForsythSports365.com starting at 7 o'clock, and we're just looking forward to it. And I think this is the week we come out and jump on.
Well, I tell you this, our kids are gonna fight like crazy. They're gonna give it everything they think they've got, and some coaches are too. They're working hard and putting forth a lot of attention to detail, and they're excited about it. So I think you'll be excited for everybody that comes out. I think you'll be happy and excited about the product out there. I think you'll get a great effort on Friday night out of the War Eagles.
And I tell you what, because I look forward to going in that fourth quarter when we have that big lead, because that makes those lights out so much when it's close, so much more exciting. It does, and so, and I know the players enjoy that too, and and everybody does. If you look at it, even the visiting teams all get into it and everything. All right, well, last comments, Coach, before we cut it off.
I mean, go South. We're excited.
Well, fantastic. I'm so happy to be here again. Like I said, it's Wednesday. Unfortunately, again, like I said, Greg wasn't able to be with us, but he will be back soon. I'm confident of that. And then the call will start at 7 o'clock at War Eagle Stadium on Friday night. Big region game against Denmark. So be on at ForsythSports365.com at 7 p.m. and listen to War Eagles come out on top. On behalf of myself, Doug Thomas, and Coach Morris, have a great day.